Life is full of awesome what ifs, and some not so much, like unexpected medical costs. That's why United Healthcare provides Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans to supplement your primary plan and help manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Remember the movie Get Out, right?
Yeah.
Where she's taking, you know, Catherine Keener has the soup, the spoon,
yeah.
And she goes click, 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 and the guy falls back into the sunken place.
Yeah.
That's what happened to me when Colin said, I reckon Gary would fuck me if I wanted it.
Same.
I'm serious. My mouth
Same.
Went open.
Mm-hmm.
And I could have fallen on a dick right there. That's my sunken place.
Just like, ooh, just take me around. Stir that bowl. Hypnotize me more, please.
I seriously
please.
Had to pause and take a moment to process.
I did as well. And I know we've talked about how hot Gary is.
Colin's always
God,
it for me.
Colin is just.
Colin's the highest guy on the boat.
He's pretty fucking hot.
He's hot.
And I feel like Gary's going to dick you down pretty decently. But
Colin's going to take his time.
He's, ladies.
It's okay.
He's going to give you that cunnilingus where you finally just say, get off my gooter. I'm done.
Get off my gooter.
That's going to be Colin.
G-O-M-G. Oh. Get off my gooter.
Get off my gooter. Oh.
Where are we? I don't know if that's a common thing for women to say. Get off my gooter.
Oh, my best friend in high school, she called it her gooter. So
I know, but
I
I'm saying, usually, I think, feel like women, unless a guy is bad at giving head to women.
No, I
then
think
you're like tapping them on the head.
All my girlfriends are like, they love it when a guy does that.
Well, yeah, I'm saying it's an uncommon thing. I'm saying it's not a very common thing to say, get off my gooter.
Oh, yeah.
Gooter. I'd never heard that before I met you.
Oh, well.
I'd heard cooter. Y'all, this is Reality Gaze.
Jessica Gordon, she said it. And Rayanne Willingham. So.
This is Reality Gaze.
Jessica Gordon's dead. Sorry, Southern story,
this
y'all.
This is Reality Gaze. I'm just persevering.
Yeah, but this is Below Deck Sailing Yacht. This was a good
yacht. BDSM.
Yacht on the Rocks.
Yacht on the Rocks.
Yacht on the Rocks. The new.
Pour me a drink. Tell me some lies.
I don't know why. I should have. This theme song.
Yacht on the Rocks.
This theme song should be something from Yacht Rock Radio, and it's not.
That's not Yacht Rock. That's Neil Diamond.
I know, but I'm saying like.
Love on the Rocks.
No, Sirius XM, they have the channel Yacht Rock Radio.
Oh, yes, I'm aware.
It should be something like, you know, like that. We just don't have that technology because you've got to have a sound.
You're talking about our theme song?
Yeah.
Eh, fuck it. We're going to come up with one, but not yet.
Not yet. Not this. It's going to be right after that musical episode.
Yeah. 2024.
Okay, y'all. Beep, beep, beep. They're dragging anchor. Shit's going off. This is worse than when I killed that astronaut in mission control at space camp. There's a lot of bells
what?
Going off. I told you that
killed,
story.
You killed an astronaut?
Yeah, when I went to space camp, but it was at OU. It wasn't the real
not
space
camp. Not
the
one
camp.
In Alabama.
No, it was the one in Norman at OU. They served terrible food.
The budget one.
I told you that, and I killed it. I was.
I don't
was
think I know this story.
I was the surgeon, and we did a fake. I was not surgeon general, but the surgeon, whatever, the medical officer in mission yeah. control, and I'm monitoring all the astronauts. And
what'd you do to kill one of them?
I just didn't monitor. I monitored something wrong, and they go by the book there, and I killed that astronaut, and they had to escort that astronaut off the thing, and she was crying because she had to leave her mission early because of me.
Wait,
and then he killed it, and I went, well, crap. And my mother was so embarrassed that I said, crap. She walked outside and was just waiting for me in the van. Didn't even see the final performance. I was the only one that bowed afterward, too. But that's because I was a theater kid.
I have never heard this story. I swear to God. I'm a little mortified that they made kids. How old were you?
I was in fifth grade.
They made children responsible for the well-being of astronauts.
Uh-huh.
And when they had to escort uh-huh. them out, they basically told it, they shamed a child saying, mm-hmm. you let a person die. That's
yeah.
okay.
I don't remember her name. I just remember she was from Eufaula.
Please let us move on. I'm begging you.
That's all I'm saying.
I'm begging.
But there's all these beeps are going off.
I was going somewhere and I don't know. I was gonna, this alarm, the alarm bothered me more than anything else because it sounded like baby birds. Like, meep, teep, teep,
yeah.
Teep.
I think it's supposed to wake your ass up.
I didn't like it.
Well,
but it was more
like
it was more annoying, but not in a klaxon kind of thing.
I think that's way. Look, I don't think,
passively annoying.
No, I don't think alarms are supposed to be pleasing.
I'm not saying they are. I'm saying this alarm would not have woken me up. It was kind of polite.
Oh,
that's what I'm saying.
No, it needed to
like,
not
cheap, cheap.
Well, it woke
cheap.
Everybody up on the boat. They all jumped up.
Kind of, except for Daisy.
Tom's
and,
running around. The wind's whipping around. Tom looks like Dorothy in that Twister in Kansas.
Now, just to be clear, y'all, Tom says, I didn't know we were running aground. And he even says, I think we've run aground earlier. Let me just, there's no mystery about this. Tom was busy talking to Ashley.
No, yeah.
And he wasn't paying attention to what he was doing.
And they were making out. We're not going to find out now, but I can't. This is going to come up in the reunion.
No, totally. But at the end, Glenn says, you can see the boat traffic here. This was going on for a lot longer. This is the thing, you guys. Tom, I'll be interested to see what you think now, because I said Tom's an asshole. You were saying, you were holding back. You were thinking he was just young. I still say complete asshole. Especially what he did this episode.
I do think that he is very young. I think that's a lot of it.
Would you have done something like this at 24?
It's totally different, though, because I was gay. So I had to be perfect and be on things because I was so worried. Whereas Tom is a beautiful, blonde, straight man who's cocky and charming and always gets everything.
But I think he does think he has to be perfect.
It's weird. He has this perfect, but I think this is what comes back to him being so upset that Ashley for some reason can't be into him,
right?
Because he gets what he wants. So
this is fucking toxic masculinity.
But I agree with you. Like,
gross.
I think the way he reacts to this of wasn't my fault is totally a dickhead.
Awful.
Move. It's gross. It's gross. And to put this in perspective, Colin even says this is 100 times worse than hitting in a dock. And they did that last season. We missed it. We haven't seen it yet, but they did it.
So they're dragging. The guests are up. The guests are saying things like, what's happening? And Ashley's like, would you like a coffee?
I have almond milk.
I love that.
That made me guffaw.
I know. Would you like a coffee?
Because I didn't even think about that.
We are dragging anchor and the boat may capsize at any moment.
That's true. And I thought, oh, wait. That is. That guests are how embarrassing. The guests are
hospitality,
all getting.
In the hospitality industry, nothing is ever wrong. Remember. Especially very luxury. You know what? I give her a lot of shit. This was a great move.
It was a great move.
Yeah.
She did the right thing.
She's still awful. Don't get me wrong.
Oh, she's awful too. We find out, y'all. I mean, we're going to do tea bags, but it's kind of like a lot just kind of happened this first. The boat's stuck in the sand.
Yep. Dragon anchor. It's stuck.
Full on stuck in the sand. And the way that, and Captain Gary said, they're lucky that they're
Glenn.
Just, or Glenn, sorry. My thing says Gary. I'll read anything.
You will read anything.
Captain Glenn said that it's actually very safe. He even talks about later how there's still a boat stuck in India that got on sand.
Mm-hmm.
And it's been there for like a year. And we show this picture of a yacht.
You were more interested than I was about that.
Oh, that's fascinating to me. It made me think, what boats are around the world? What boats are around the world just on the land?
Riveting.
Anyway. Ashley's like, you know what? He's not my boyfriend. I'm not worried about it.
That was a moment for me.
Wow. Because Tom is like, everyone thinks I'm fucking stupid. I didn't know what's going on. But y'all, we have the video of him saying that. Meanwhile, Gabriella slept through the entire thing.
I did my job. The North remembers.
He didn't do his job.
No.
He didn't do his job.
Nope.
Anyway.
He's like, I don't want to go out. Yeah, he like, he's that fake victimhood too.
Yes.
It's so awful.
Meanwhile, the guests give them a great tip.
Yeah.
Because they were like, well, that was fun. That's some
these
people are, must be very rich.
They are, and they're very normal.
Because they're
to
like,
extent.
How exciting, Reginald!
Can you show us some things that felt more dangerous?
Yes. Could you put us in bloody water with sharks? It'll be thrilling.
Show us some thieves. Can we get robbed on the way back?
Oh, pirates! Please, Reginald.
Reginald. Their name would be Reginald. All right, let's do some tea bags.
All right,
let's just talk about. So they leave, but I don't really want to talk about Tom getting so down on, and everyone's trying to talk to Tom to cheer him up, you guys. But
even his mother, it ain't working.
Ashley has other ideas because she's already moved on. She's like, you know what? It wasn't. She's like, it's not that my fault that like he was blah blah blah. I'm like, I don't blame you for doing that, but you have to admit you were there and you could probably shed some light on the situation, but you don't want to be involved at all.
At all.
And she's like, I don't know. I just kind of now wish I wouldn't have slept with them because I want to fuck Gary still.
She still wants to fuck
now,
Gary, y'all.
She is aware that she has to be aware that doing this on boats is not going to be good.
This was all part of her plan. It's all part of her plan. As Gabriella says, everything is a game for her, and fucking over Tom is going to bite her in the ass.
Well, all I can, to quote Emma Thompson, in The Remains of the Day, you know, the house is going to be at sixes and sevens when the servants start marrying one another. And I would say the same thing here.
Okay.
When the people start fucking one another.
Mm. What came first, Emma Thompson or Evita?
What?
At sixes and sevens with you.
Sixes and sevens is an expression.
Oh, okay.
Like we're absolutely at sixes and sevens.
Oh, so it's actually, okay,
yeah.
Okay.
You're trying to get me off on a tangent and I'm not going to.
No, I'm just saying.
One of the lyrics in that, though I'm dressed up to the nines at sixes and sevens with you, it's a Tim Rice kind of cute little number thing. There are cringe lyrics in that musical, though.
Oh.
Yeah.
I thought you liked Evita.
I do love Evita.
Okay.
But there are moments of cringe. Yeah, real Eider Down. There's a lyric in B.A., Buenos Aires.
Oh,
real Eider Down.
Real,
and you're like, Eider Down?
What's that mean?
It's a really hard lyric
to understand. I'm sorry, I brought it up.
I know,
it's your fault. I'm sorry. Okay, so
anyway, but Ashley's already decided to go with someone else.
Boy, she is.
Yeah.
She is devious.
Well, she's there to get anything she wants, and I think she loves the idea of fucking Gary more than doing it, because in a way, he is the alpha male.
It's conquest. It's 100%
totally.
Conquest.
And it doesn't feel genuine at all.
No.
And she wants to be the most wanted woman on the boat.
And Gary knows that's the only reason why she wants to fuck him.
Yeah.
And Tom, again, is young. And he thinks, I think some part of him has feelings for Ashley.
Ugh, can you believe it? In that short time?
So that's why he can't believe someone, especially after he dicked her down harder, why she can't have feelings for him.
When I was really young, I get it. But it's been so long that I was that young. It's hard for me to imagine, like, initial feelings forming that quickly. You got to be really fucking naive.
You got to be really fucking naive.
What's your teabag?
My teabag is just, holy shit, Captain Glenn. Does anything rile this man up?
He's super chill. He's like
the boat fucking hit the land, And at the tip meeting, he's like, well, that could have been avoided. Very calm.
Changes in attitude, changes in latitude. He is like a Jimmy Buffett tune come to life.
It made me think of what would have happened if Captain Sandy was the captain and the boat would have hit the sand.
Fuck! This, so you disturb my Webster reruns for this? I tell you.
It was the episode where he hides in the clock from the robbers.
It's my favorite one. How many times do we have to go through this? I respect you. Respect my Webster time.
Exactly. Whereas Captain Daddy would have freaked the fuck out.
Captain Daddy Lee would have lost his mind.
Lost his
mind. And made everyone afraid. It's very different leadership styles. I want to talk about Daisy's leadership style in a minute, though. I'm not going to have good things to say about it, but I agree. Captain Glenn is very, very low key. Y'all, we're going to take a quick commercial break and we will be right back.
Sibling fights are unavoidable, but what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. Poodle, I gotta tell you, I think I just made one of the best investments for myself.
Oh, thank God. You got rid of those braces and decided to sew your mouth completely shut. Perfect.
No, the doctor just added 4 more months.
Oh, I think he's trolling me at this point.
No. See, now that I'm putting myself out there.
No one wants to hear about your dating life.
But you talk about yours all the time.
Because mine is interesting.
Well, I wanted to let you know that I took a page from your book and it worked.
Ooh, you slept with their ex to make them jealous?
No.
You pulled their credit report?
What?
Made a copy of their keys while they were sleeping?
How are you not in jail?
Deny, deny, deny.
No, Poodle. I decided to get myself a pair of Me Undies great new underwear, which makes my, important parts look more junk forward.
Junk forward? Wait, are you talking about the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies?
Yes, the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies.
I love the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies. There's no other way to date in this world. If you're not dating junk forward, you're doing it wrong.
I think you're right. And you never told me that they're so comfortable.
Well, usually I'm not wearing them that long. But yes, they are so soft. And the more you wash them, the softer they get. And they still keep you tucked and lifted in all the right places. When I wear them, I can barely keep men away from me. Oh, the way they stare. They look like burly, hungry cavemen searching for a nice meal after a long caveman day of nomadically crossing the tundra. To them, I'm like a piece of meat roasting over an open, smoky flame.
Speaking of smoking, not only does my junk look great in MeUndies, but my butt looks hot.
Okay, no one wants to hear your over-sexualized descriptions. Have some class.
Sissies, we've fallen in love with MeUndies, and you can too. They have a style for everyone. From all-black classics to fun, expressive prints, MeUndies has a look for everyone. Plus, they come in sizes extra small to 4XL, guaranteeing a flattering cut for everybody.
And MeUndies isn't just about underwear. Explore the lounge collection featuring joggers, hoodies, onesies, and more. With unmatched comfort, MeUndies signature fabric is as soft as a warm hug from your favorite sweater. It's breathable, stretchy, and oh so comfy, making it ideal for all-day wear.
And they use sustainably sourced materials and work with partners that care for their workers.
And you know Mother Poodle loves a return policy. Not happy with the first pair of MeUndies? It's on MeUndies. Cough.
Sissies, good things come in big packages at MeUndies. Get 20% off your first order plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/RealityGaze.
That's MeUndies.com/RealityGaze for 20% off plus free shipping. MeUndies, comfort from the outside in.
To all our queens, to Caitlin and The Canadian Sissies.
Oh my God, Poodle. I can't stop singing that song either. It's so catchy.
So catchy. Sissies, we are obsessed with the Songfinch original song that we premiered at the Toronto Live Show. Songfinch lets you create an original radio quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and lasts forever.
For example, we wanted to create a song dedicated to our Canadian listeners, some of which have waited 4 to 5 years to see us live. After the show, we had so many people tell us how special the song made them feel, and we are still getting DMs and comments about it.
And the Songfinch songwriter was so clever, incorporating all our sissy references like Aunt Peggy's Lip, Elizabeth Smart, and even Keep Going Queens.
Yes. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
You can also choose unique add-ons to make the gift even more personalized, like a vinyl record of your song or a piece of one-of-a-kind art made from your lyrics. You can even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, an upcoming graduation or a wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their song to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gift it to can listen to it anywhere, anytime.
Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us, too.
Songfinch.com/realitygaze. Now, Gary, play us out with a little bit of our Songfinch original song to all our queens.
Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Hey, hey,
our Canadian listeners. We know you get tired of waiting. Reality Gaze is coming to you. So no more complaining. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies. Love yourself, never be ashamed. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies. Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Have hope. Keep going, queens.
Okay. Let's play a game. Cute, and I feel like it's okay to use this word with her. Cute or crazy? When someone says, I just want to drink so much I black out tonight so I don't remember anything.
I would say less crazy, but just not healthy behavior.
Not healthy behavior. Y'all, we're talking about Ashley says this when they're going out to dinner, which, by the way, Gary and Gabriella, which we'll talk about
they're
that later.
They're flirting.
They do look cute together.
Well, and you know why? I don't think it's going to happen. But the reason why he likes her so much is she has not given him any reason to come and talk to her.
No.
And she is enjoying this guy trying to flirt with her.
I think she's enjoying. I don't think this is her main reason, but I think it's also a plus that she knows it's going to make Ashley crazy.
Well,
boy, well
I don't
done.
I don't think she's really trying to do it, but she probably does enjoy it a little bit.
Does it?
Yeah. I like Gabby's or Gabrielle so much.
I do too. I like her a lot. Yeah. I like her. She's just really
she's my favorite
honest.
Person in the boat.
She is too.
I don't know Gary. But I do love Gary and Colin. But besides that, Gabriella.
Gabriella is my favorite. If I want to fuck them.
Oh yeah, that would definitely.
Gabriella's my favorite.
Definitely.
But yes, when Ashley said that, I went, "Girl, what are?" I feel like Ashley is performative. We never know really who she is. She's always trying to be that woo-hoo
girl. She's on TV.
And she's so insecure. And yeah.
I think most people see through it who are watching.
But Tom doesn't.
Yeah, well, he's the only one who doesn't.
In fact, this is my next teabag, but it goes on to that, I think, of the way Tom behaved when he got drunk that night on the boat, he's calling, is a scat? I'm sorry if that's a bad word. Skit. Is that a slut or what is?
Yeah, basically.
So he's calling her a fucking slut, telling her that she's full of shit because
she's flirting with her guy.
Flirting with Gary now.
Because that's all it takes to have him blow the fuck up, y'all.
Blow the fuck up.
Is you have sex with him one time.
And why can't you just be in love with him now?
And the weirdest, now, should Ashley, this is not to arbit or whatever to really think about, but should Ashley have slept with him that first night? I guarantee you she wouldn't have if she known it would provoke this. She just thought, I'm going to do it because he was there.
Yes.
Because Gary rejected her and Tom was there.
Yeah.
But Tom took it very differently.
He took it very differently. He's like basically kind of, he's chasing her on the boat.
It's
kind of
scary to
watch. It's kind of scary. He's chasing her on the boat. He ends up going up to the hot tub. He pours a drink on her in the hot tub.
Yeah, it's gross to watch.
She leaves. Finally, Daisy is trying to get him to stop. He's starting to come at Daisy. And finally, Gary runs up to him and like grabs him. Y'all,
this is not the time.
Tom is so worked up that I couldn't, my television, it started to get a little blurry, but then it could, then there's a thing that says, Tom's too gross to do a secret scene.
It is. I agree with you.
I couldn't even imagine
saying something
homoeroticism with this.
Yeah, that's saying something.
Because normally, Gary would have grabbed him, said it's going to be okay, and then he would have wrestled with him, and then he would have like done like some type of hold around his head and put him in the ground, and Gary would have been pinned on top of him and said, look in my eyes, calm down. And then he stood with just kind of like looked at him, and then they, you know what, I guess I can.
Yes,
I can.
I have a strong tea. Give me strong tea with quote and quotables.
Good luck.
It came from Gary. He says, because Ashley is being at dinner and she's like, you know, you could fuck her. You could fuck him. You could fuck her if you wanted to. Basically, she's getting a little drunk and she's kind of acting out to Gabrielle, watching Gary show her some attention.
Yeah.
And Gary's like, no, that's not going to happen. I don't fuck my friends. I make love to them. And I was like, yes! Such a great line.
He's charming.
He's charming as fuck.
Oh, he's hot. And then, y'all, it does. She touches his wee-wee, as Gabriella later admits.
Later on, yeah.
But they go and sleep in the bed and they make out. And Ashley's just over there going, wow. Wow.
And she's acting like Gabriella owes her something.
Gabriella owes you nothing, girl.
Yeah, it's
nothing.
Well, I think it's that Ashley expects girl code from Gabriella, but completely ignores bro code.
Yes.
It's very interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's very interesting. And y'all, I promise you, in a small, like, especially on a yacht like this, this happened last season. There was like a three triangle with Gary. And it's just, it's so messy. And I think Gary's realizing he can't do that. Although, I will say sleeping with Gabriella, or just sleeping with Gabriella, not fucking her. But, like, even that's a little dicey.
This is good. This is what Below Deck should be.
Oh, this
ship Manses.
This is the best chart. This is the best part of the franchise. I totally agree.
I just want to remind you, or ask, who's that other woman on the boat again?
Kelsey.
That's her name. Just want to remind y'all, Kelsey's still there.
Can I?
She has nothing to do.
Can I talk about Daisy's leadership style
let's
here?
Let's do it.
Because this is interesting, you guys. Daisy's the most important thing for Daisy in her head for leadership is to make it possible for everyone to do their jobs.
Mm-hmm.
So in a way, but even more importantly, to be as hands off as she can possibly be.
Yeah.
And
yeah, that's a good way to put
it. And in a way, it kind of works, but in a way, it's always going to backfire. Because when you're not Kate Chastaining your third stew, when you're not kind of making them feel like shit, which is the Kate Chastain way, especially when you make fun of them, but when you're not doing that, you kind of enable a certain behavior from the third stew. When also you treat them both, Daisy's always spending time with them one on one. Kind of give them giving them the ideas. Well, you're my favorite. Mm-hmm. You're my. There's a different relationship she has with Ashley, which feels like clicky mean girl. That is different than what she has with Gabriella, and she's trying to tell Gabriella. She's like, you know, this. I just want you let her. I just want you guys to get along and blah blah blah. That's not really what you want. You just want them. You don't really give a shit if they get along. You care if they just do their jobs and where it doesn't bother you.
I was gonna say, I don't know if it's good to be a leader if your main thing of getting up every day is I don't want to be bothered.
Yeah,
because when you're a leader, you kind of have to be bothered.
And yeah, I totally agree. And then she does that thing where everyone's drunk and she's like, "I got y'all here because you're drunk, so you're gonna you maybe talk to one another." That's a terrible idea.
That's a terrible. And this did not go well.
No.
Because Gabriella, the fault of Gabriella, but also what I like about her, she goes in hard always. Yeah. And Ashley is so sensitive.
I just have a feeling like you're going to bite my head off.
And instead of that making Gabriella soft, why do we keep wanting to call her Gabriella? Instead of making Gabriella soften when she said, like a lot of people would say, "I'm sorry, that's not my intention." Gabriella responds as, "Well, then just do what I tell you to do, and I won't do that."
Well, I respect that part of Gabriella.
I respect it, but it's very much this no-nonsense, "I'm not going to baby you," whereas Ashley has probably been babied and spoiled.
Well, no, her currency is passive aggression.
Yeah, that's true as well.
She uses it, and she expects others to use it, and then she says, "You know, I just don't have any female friends. I don't get along with girls." Yeah.
Yeah.
We see that.
Because... didn't she fuck her best friend's boyfriend?
What?
Didn't she say that?
I think you're right. Yeah, I think that
something
happened.
Like that happened. She alluded to on the show or something like that. She's not friends with any girls because she doesn't want to be friends with any girls.
Yeah, true.
That's because even at the end when this kind of jumping forward, but it's still part of this teabag, her and Ashley and Gabriella do kind of have a talk. But it's Gabriella who comes to her who says, "Hey, I just kind of want to nip this in the bud.
Right.
I want us to get along." And Ashley's like, yeah, I totally do too. And she says, and Gabriella realizes, she has to say to her, "I do really like you," because that's what this is about for Ashley.
Oh, it is.
You like me.
Totally.
Gabriella doesn't care if Ashley likes
her. And I would like to say that it's about that for Daisy as well. Daisy wants to be really liked by her chief stews.
Gabriella would be an amazing
person. I totally agree with you.
And Daisy's good, but Daisy needs to work on her leadership style big time.
Well, here's what I think. There's a certain level of, y'all, almost no one who worked under Kate Chastain really liked her. But she was very, unless you were a gay guy, like, what's his name? I'm blanking on his name. People are screaming. Josiah.
Okay.
She worked kind of well with some second stews. Usually they basically emotionally bullied the third stew until they cried or they were just a broken heap on the floor. Wow. And but Kate would say to the, it's interesting because usually the chief stew would delegate to the second stew, and both the second and third stew would kind of know what they were supposed to do, and then the second stew would delegate. Let's do this. But Ashley does not recognize that she's a rank above her.
She doesn't. The thing is, it's like, it's not as if this is new information.
No.
This is how boating or yachting works.
Boating.
It's as if she's
saying... That's what they call it out on Lake Murray, don't they? Let's go boating.
They do call it boating. They do. Let's go boating.
Wow.
It's so when she says, and Gabrielle says, I like you and I want you to come to me. And Ashley's like, yeah, I totally will. I just, you know, and then she walks away and Ashley's like, yeah, I don't trust her.
I don't trust her.
I'm going to pretend. Anyway, I just wanted to finish up that little beat.
You know that when the crew, the camera crew and the producers, they love Ashley. Because
she's
always going to, they're filming everything she says.
She's trying to fuck a guy in the crew for sure too.
Oh yeah, probably.
Yeah, and she even has this conversation. My next teabag is she has this conversation with Tom. And this I didn't mind. She was really blunt with him, but he poured a drink on her.
It was awful.
Tom was a monster. But I did kind of respect her when she said, no, you're not going to talk. I'm going to talk and you're going to listen. And she just basically told him the what for, as she should have.
Yeah.
And Tom says, I was a drunk, jealous loser. I'm not proud of that. So again, Tom now has this pattern of, even his mom said, maybe it's your drinking, Tom. Maybe it's your drinking, love.
What does Tom's mother look like?
Oh, Tom's mother.
She is a typical northern woman, definitely blonde.
I think she's blonde. She's got, I think.
Large-breasted, I'd say.
Large-breasted, probably. Her father's from Manchester.
No, they're north. Manchester's not the north.
She lives in north now, but her father's from Manchester. Okay. That's where Tom gets his showing his ass from.
I see.
Because Manchester men, they're hot and they're real stubborn.
They are.
I don't know a lot about Britain, but I know a few things about some Manchester men. Met a Manchester man at summer camp.
Wow.
We had several of them at Belvoir, and they'd all kind of flirt with me. I'd flirt with them.
Nothing would happen.
And then they go make out with the woman, and I realize they just wanted me to buy them a beer.
Yep, that happened a lot.
Happened a lot.
So, at the same time, I was thinking, I just wanted Ashley to say, maybe it's not the right time, or just have the presence of mind, I may have facilitated some of what happened.
Because, yes.
Yeah.
I think if... It's not Ashley's job to support him because he's not her boyfriend and they're fucking. But as a crewmate, it is Ashley's, as a team, you support a team member.
Well, even that, like, in her way, she's like, I can do anything I want. That would be her thought. But
it is. It is her thought.
This is shitting where you eat. You have another one? I think I got one more.
I want to talk about... I wrote this, and I wrote, Tom goes to talk to Captain Lee. He's like, we'll talk about it later. And
Glenn.
Tom's like, that's not good. Captain Glenn, yeah. And, but y'all, Tom is not long. I want to talk about Captain Glenn's conversation with Colin and Gary.
Well, they even call it the Tom problem.
So it's now the Tom problem.
So this is really interesting, you guys. I've never worked on a boat, but because especially this kind of thing when... Safety is a big...
Well, define working on a boat. You've done some other things on a boat.
Ooh, that's true. You know what? I've done, like I said, on a cruise line, and I worked it.
You were on a cruise line?
Yeah. I filled in for a friend of mine.
Oh, playing piano?
Mm-hmm. His wife was pregnant, and I filled in for him for a month.
What charter line?
Oh, God. Norwegian.
Was it good or not good? Why you say, oh,
it was
God,
in the middle.
Norwegian?
It was in the middle.
So it's not like Royal Caribbean, but it's not Princess Line or whatever, they're Viking.
It's in the middle. Norwegian's in the middle.
How old were you?
I was 26.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Y'all, I'm telling you, there's not a lot to do if you're working a cruise, especially if you're entertainment. The boat was huge.
Okay.
I did the first 3 or 4 days.
Sorry, there's not a lot to do. Go ahead.
There's not a lot to do. So you're either working out or eating or drinking or fucking.
Of those, which one did you do the most of?
I did a lot of eating, drinking, and fucking. Working out when I could.
Yeah.
But that was mostly so I could fuck people.
But you were working out while you were fucking.
Yes, that's true.
I bet. Because there's so many gays in boat hospitality.
Yeah. No, in the performers, too.
That's what I mean, the hospital, the performers.
Yeah.
Now, did you fuck anybody in the crew? Was that a big... Not the crew, but the passengers.
Oh, that's not those. You could have, but you're kept away from them for the most part.
Oh, because it was so big.
Yeah, but they really frown on that. They kind of don't mind it if you're fucking people in the crew. but
they expect
cruise ship sissies, come at me.
Yeah,
you saw those gays fucking around.
Because some of them are gone for like 6 months.
Oh yeah, the normal charters are very long. Contracts
I would do it
long.
Now. I'm probably too old to. I feel like when people do when they're younger.
Yep.
But I would only do it if it was like our show. But I don't want to.
I wouldn't do 6 months.
Or 3 months. I would do it 3 months.
No, not 3 months.
But I don't know if I want to be on a boat with you for 3 months because I love you, but you would go crazy.
It's 1 month was a very long time for me.
You know, the more and more I think about it, you're right. I think I could do a month. Could you do 2 weeks?
I could do 2 weeks. Need to be paid really well. That's the thing. Money is very good.
Yeah, because you... Yeah. You just, anyway, what's your next teabag?
I only have one more. And... Oh, wait. Maybe I already did it. Oh, I did.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, never mind.
Well, I'll finish up in that. So, Captain Glenn says to the guys, he says... Okay.
Oh, so, I know. I know what I was going to say. I think we got away from it. I was talking about... Yes, you were asking more questions when I was talking about my point. Which happens, that happens about 85% of the time.
Sometimes I get curious and I ask you questions.
And then I lost everything I was saying.
Well, I won't be curious anymore.
I'd love that.
I'll just sit here like a robot.
Please. But no, I was going to say, safety is such a big concern. And if it's when you're working on a boat and that kind of idea. And so, it's when you can't trust someone. Like, so you're going to have to, like, it's a problem.
It's to me, a non-negotiable issue.
Yeah. I agree. I don't, I think he might get gone in the next episode.
I think so, too. I think that, and Glenn hints at that, but he tells Gary and Colin not to say anything. Hopefully they don't, but we'll see. We'll see.
Viva la Z.
Y'all.
Yo, that's the show.
That's the show. Ashley's going to be crazy if Tom leaves.
Yeah.
Unless they bring a new, if they bring another person on the boat and it's a guy, if he's halfway cute, she's going to latch onto him like a kiss of the spider woman.
I know. Kiss the spider woman.
It is. It's going to happen. Y'all, that's the show. Go to realitygaze.com. That's where you can find all our live show information. Coming to see you. You can find out our Twitter, our Instagram, all of our socials there. Follow us on TikTok.
We're doing the TikTok, y'all.
We're doing the TikTok. Leave us a review on Apple Podcasts. And shit, I think that's it. Until next time, everybody, we'll see you next week. And until then,
Anchors again!
Sibling fights are unavoidable, but what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.